Hello, everyone. This is Di Manuel, and you're listening to the 2% Solution. Today, we're zeroing in on a crucial topic that affects our health deep level. These are known as UPFs, ultra processed foods. A recent study by the British Medical Association, British Medical Journal, has unearthed some startling statistics on the health impacts of UPFs. And I'm here to share those findings with you. UPFs are everywhere. These include packaged snacks, sugary drinks, instant meals. They're designed for convenience, but come at a cost to our health, being high in unhealthy ingredients and low in nutritional value. Now, there's some alarming findings from the study. The statistics specifically from the study should be a wake-up call for all of us. And here's what the researchers found. Cardiovascular disease-related death consuming UPS leads to about a 50% increased risk of dying from heart diseases. When it comes to mental health, there's a 48 to 53% higher risk of anxiety and common mental disorders linked to higher junk food intake. Now, when we're talking type 2 diabetes, UPF consumption is associated with a 12% greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And that's not all. The study also provided highly suggestive evidence of UPF consumption being linked to increased mortality, literally a 21% greater risk of death from any cause, heart disease and obesity. There was a 40 to 66% increased risk of heart disease-related death. That can include obesity and type 2 diabetes, along with sleep problems, and then also depression. They found there was a 22% increased risk of depression. Wow. Global crisis, personal action. What do I mean by that? These statistics highlight a global health crisis driven by the rise in ultra-processed food consumption. The implications are clear. Continuing on this path could lead to dire health consequences for individuals worldwide. But you know me, I'm all about trying to provide some guidance, some insights, and really some strategies to support all of us in curtailing our own UPF consumption. So how can we start making a difference in our own lives? Here are some suggestions. Number one, read labels carefully. Start by looking at the ingredients list on food packages. If the list is long and includes things you can't pronounce or spell on a Scrabble board, it's likely ultra-processed. Number two, cook more at home. Cooking at home allows you to control what goes into your food. Focus on fresh ingredients and whole foods. Number three, plan your meals. Planning helps you avoid the temptation of convenience foods. Set aside time each week to plan your meals and your snacks, most importantly. Number four, educate yourself and your family. Knowledge is power. Learn about the impact of ultra-processed foods on health and share this information with your loved ones. And number five, this is the big one. Advocate for change. Support policies that encourage healthy eating environments, such as food labeling, taxes on sugary drinks, and restrictions on junk food marketing, especially those that go to our children. Now, next, I want to talk about making informed nutrition choices. The journey towards better health involves choosing whole, minimally processed foods over ultra-processed foods. By doing so, we can avoid the severe health risks highlighted by the study. Making more informed decisions starts with understanding the impact of our choices, especially around food. And here are a few ways to get you started. Prioritize whole foods. Focus on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and of course, healthy fats. Two, limit sugary drinks. Opt for water, herbal teas, or unsweetened beverages instead of sugary sodas or juice drinks. One of my favorites, carbonated water. And I love club soda. Very often when I go to a restaurant, I order club soda with a lime wedge or a lemon wedge. Cool part is free refills typically, right? And then three, be snack smart. Choose snacks like nuts, seeds, fresh fruit, or yogurt rather than reaching for chips or cookies. So to conclude, our journey towards better health is filled with choices. Opting to reduce our intake of ultra-processed foods and choosing healthier whole food options, we're taking a crucial step toward improving our health and well-being. The BMJ study's findings are a clarion call for change. By understanding the risks associated with UPF consumption and taking steps to mitigate these risks, we can work towards a healthier future for ourselves and, more importantly, the future for our kids and our kids' kids and our kids' 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 kids and many, many more future generations. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, small changes in our diet can lead to significant health benefits. Let's embrace those changes together. I'm Don Manuel, and this has been the 2% Solution. Stay healthy, stay informed, and let's journey towards better health together. See you next time.